Kick us off.
Excuse me, this is the conference coordinator. The recordings have been started. If anyone has objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Okay. Marika, this is Michael. Would you go ahead and just go through who is on the line for the record?
Sure. So this is Marika Konings. This is the policy implementation sub-team, definition sub-team meeting of the 21st of December. On the call today, we have Michael Graham, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, and for staff, we have Glenda Sangeri and myself, Marika Konings. I believe we haven't received any apologies apart from Maureen. Glenn, can you confirm that that is the case?
Yes. No apologies other than her.
So was that Michael?
I don't believe it's the 21st of December, dear.
It's the 23rd, Marika.
I'm far ahead of you.
I'm way behind. 23rd of December. Thank you very much, Cheryl.
If there's a girl who wants more in her week, this is for sure. She needs more time to get ready for Christmas, I would suggest.
Yeah, but I was going to say, extending the shopping days.
Oh, I'm in a really bad position now, then.
Well, this is Michael, and I'll go ahead and take it. And just for the record, we had scheduled this after being unable to get a quorum at the last phone call. Then during the work group telephone conference last week, discussing the necessity for being able to get at least the draft definitions completed and to a form that we could get them before the work group as a whole to discuss, and also before the other sub-team working on principles in case, one, for their discussion purposes, and then, two, in case they had other terms that they felt necessary to have defined in connection with their discussions. We only have the few of us on the call today. We do have some revisions that were submitted after our last phone call dated 12/12 that Marika had included, and then I had submitted yesterday, and I presume those finally got through to you, Marika, the changes from yesterday?
This is Marika. Yes, they're up on the screen, and they also appeared on the list.
Okay, and what we thought we would do then, for the record, since we had the few of us, was to go through the proposed changes that we have on this form, to post this to the wiki, and to ask by specific email to the other members of the sub-team that they review these definitions if they have any questions, comments, or proposed changes, to submit those. And since there are the few of us, I think we could probably look forward to the next possible time to discuss these and be in a state that we could submit them for the next work group call, which I believe is January 8th. So what I would propose, Cheryl, is that we have that we schedule the next sub-team call for Monday, which I believe would be January 6th, just to go over in case there are comments submitted by the sub-team between now and then. Does that sound good to you and to Marika?
Yes, this is Marika. Sounds good to me.
And Cheryl, would that be a good date for you, the 6th of January?
Yeah.
Cheryl has a green tick box.
I took me a while to get off mute. They need to keep telling me far too many sentences about what's going to happen if I, you know, push star 6 again. Yes, is the short answer.
Okay. I think that's fine.
This is Rick. Just to know that Amar has just joined the Adobe Connect room, so I'm guessing that he may be joining the bridge shortly as well. So
but,
we give this one.
Rick or Cheryl, but yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
terrific.
Just so we can tell him hello before wrapping up.
Oh, no, he can contribute to our deliberations. Yeah, but I think that's a good plan. Meet January 6th, same time as this is fine, and.
And I think so Alan's coming on, hopefully, to the bridge?
It's Amar, not Alan, but Amar.
Oh, Amar, okay.
He says he's dialing in now, so he will be with you shortly.
Okay.
I'm going to go back on mute again.
I presume there's not audio on the online, or is there?
Yeah, this is in regard, no, because we're using a different phone provider for the full working group meetings. Hence, we are not able to use the audio in the Adobe Connect. But for future meetings, we already discussed this with the secretariat team. We'll create a separate Adobe Connect room so we can actually use audio, as people are getting so used to it, and it is easier for many people to connect. So we'll do that in the future. Michael, if I can ask you one question on your proposed edits. I don't know if you're still want to run through all of them, or you basically want to just encourage people to look at it on the list. But the one comment I had is in relation to the number 7, the GNSO consensus, because I think there you have changed slightly the definition. I think that's just to note that the definition actually comes literally from the GNSO working group guidelines. So I know that most of your changes are more for wording and, you know, ease of reading, but that is one where, you know, we may need to stick to the exact language as currently stands. That would be my only comment.
Okay, so let me. I'm looking at it now. So that would be the GNSO consensus, which is item 7, and that
correct.
Was quoted from the section 3.6.
Yes, that's correct.
I think what would be good then, Marika, and certainly would be good for me, would be if we are directly quoting from primary sources, perhaps we should put those within quotation marks.
Okay.
Yeah, just so it's clear, because that wasn't clear to me, I will admit that.
Cheryl here. Marika, I'd go a step further. I'd put it as a footnoted reference, because having slaved long and hard over things like that, I'd like for people to consistently be reminded that there is a primary source for them to be looking at from time to time.
All right, I'll add quotation marks and as well add the footnotes with a direct link to the working group guidelines.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
The section, not just the guidelines.
Right, and Cheryl, I agree. I think that will be really important to the discussion, because if we get to the discussion within the working group to these definitions and someone starts quibbling with it, then the question becomes, well, is this something that we need to go back to that primary document, and that as part of the consideration of the work group, which has been given rein to consider the documents, is something that should be changed there, and note the limitations too going forward. So I think that'd be very good.
And this is Marika, just to note that Amar has now joined the phone bridge as well.
Okay, hi Amar, how are you?
Hi everyone, I'm good, thanks.
We were just talking, just to bring you up to speed, we have you, I, and Cheryl from the sub team, and Marika, and who else was on it from staff?
Glenn.
So what we're going to try and do is just run through, and I hope that you received a copy of the revisions that I had submitted last night and had a bit of difficulty, so I had to resubmit them through the draft that we had. And what we're going to do is run through that. And I think your suggestion, Marika, I think had made it going through this, if you or Cheryl have any specific questions on the changes that I proposed, and we'll just run through this and see if there's anything I need to comment on, and do it, you know, as quickly as we can, and then reach a point where we can say, okay, this should be out there for the entire sub-team, and ask everyone to either submit questions, changes, or proposals between now and January 6th, at which time we will go to the working group, understanding the working group will no doubt have changes that it will want to make.
All right, that sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
So let's just start. I did change a bit of the language in the opening, only, again, that was for clarity, I thought, so that I would understand what we were saying and try and include that, noting that we have developed these definitions, that they're for both the discussions and deliberations, and that they're outlined in the working groups for just minor changes, I thought. And stop me as I go through these, I think, Amar or Marika or Cheryl. than Term 1 policy and GNSO policy. The only thing I did there really was to recapitalize policy with GNSO policy so that we wouldn't get into a discussion of within that definition of large P and small P policy, and then tried to just add at the end, I think I changed what were three separate sentences into a single longer sentence so that in parallel were the development processes and the operational policies and then the general practices. And that's just the discussion noting that there has been a use in the past of a lowercase p for these other types of quote-unquote procedures. And then down in policy development, again, that was, I submitted a change moving out. It had read process for developing policy, and I thought that just putting that into clearer terms, and stop me if this is a change from bylaw languages, language, Marika, changing that to the process through which policy is developed. And then doing a similar change, the development of policy pursuant to the policy development procedures, and then I wanted to include the PDP and parens because we use that below, and I just wanted to make sure that that was clearly used in context as we've always used it. And then specifying that it's the GNSO bylaws. Is that correct, Marika?
This is Marika. No, it's the ICANN bylaws, and Annex A is a subset of that that relates to the GNSO. So that I think should be ICANN bylaws if you want to specify that.
Okay, so that would be corrected to ICANN bylaws. Great. And then I changed a just a term here under to below. It's part of my practice now as an attorney to try and stop writing like an attorney. Three, and this I was stretching out, and I know this was part of our discussion in the last phone call, was the distinction between policy advice and GNSO policy guidance. And I was trying to recall what our discussion was, and I thought this went along correctly with that. I didn't know that there were any changes that needed to be made in that.
This is Marika. The only thing I would have there, because I noticed that you've put such advice may be requested by the board or an advisory committee. It's normally the advisory committee that provides the policy advice. I'm not aware of any situations where an advisory committee has actually asked for policy advice. And similarly, in the genus of policy guidance section, I think you've added as well that it may be requested by an advisory committee. But as I said, I'm not aware of any circumstances where that has happened. I think it's more likely, indeed, the advice is maybe requested by the board or offered independently. I think those are the two scenarios that we currently have. But you know, Cheryl, coming from an advisory committee, may know differently.
Yeah, not the second part, Marika, it's Cheryl here. I just want to double check with you on the first point you made, however, because I did think, of course, particularly the at-large advisory committee has the ability to trigger a process which ends up in policy development, and that, of course, happened with domain tasting.
Right, but I don't think that's asking for policy advice. That's asking for policy development.
It's asking for policy development, and
right.
I think you need to be really careful that those two things are kept separate. You know what I mean?
Right. So, Michael, in here, I would just suggest maybe taking out the or an advisory committee and just leave the requested by the board or offered independently, because I think that's what currently the situation is.
Now, does the CCNSO not ask for GNSO policy advice from time to time?
No, I don't think they've ever had. They may ask for input or feedback on a letter or something, but I don't think they would label that as asking for policy advice.
Okay. I just wanted to double-check on that because there's so very rarely does CCNSO, I think we've only ever done something like three pieces of PDP anyway. One of those, of course, was in a cross-constituency cross-community process with the fast track for IDN-CCTLDs. But that was a specific cross-community rather than asking for separate GNSO advice. GNSO was part of the working group. So just
right, and this is Marika to add to that.
Mark, because there may be, I'd love to tell you that I had total mental recall of the CCNSO policy development process, but I haven't. Can you just ping Bart and just make sure that there isn't language there that we're misquoting?
And this is Marika. I think maybe just to clarify, because I think, yeah, for example, the GNSO will ask others for input, but I don't think they would consider that asking for policy advice. And I guess there we run into, again, the restrictions as well, where, you know, advisory committees advise the board. They don't necessarily advise others. They may provide input or feedback. But I think here we may want to be a little bit careful and just limit it for now to, you know, by the board or offered independently, you know, recognizing that, of course, you know, groups may ask others for feedback or input, but I think currently they don't label that as a formal, you know, request, a formal advice, capital A, or no, policy guidance, as we don't even have a process for that at the moment.
As long as there's no linkage between the CCNSO policy development process and any requirement to ask GNSO for anything other.
No, I think they have a requirement to ask the GAC in certain cases, but again, I don't think they call that policy advice, you know, capital A,
right.
But I can check on that. I think in certain cases, the GAC needs to agree to the recommendations, otherwise they don't move up to the board. But again, I don't think that's called GAC advice or policy advice.
Yeah, that's specifically GAC advice. But, yeah, I don't know that there's an equivalent for the CCNSA to ask the GNSO for policy advice, but just in case there's a piece of language lurking that, you know, has never been acted upon, because there'll be a pedant out there that'll find it.
Yeah, I think that's good. Then go ahead, Marika, make that change to remove that from both of those sections. And I was thinking as you were talking whether or not we needed to say anything about, you know, the use of the term if GNSO were requesting input, but I don't think that's a term we need to define. It's pretty clearly understood.
That would be out of scope for us, I think.
This is Amr. I think the generally when the GNSO requires input on something, it's something within the PDP, and there's usually a public comment period open for that, and that's when input is provided. So I don't know if you'd like to add public comment to this list, but that's generally when the GNSO receives input from the community and from anyone, actually, who wants to submit it.
Yeah, and this is Cheryl, and in fact, that's the very, very reason I said that would be out of scope for us, because it comes under ICANN public comment, not under GNSO processes at all.
Yeah, and this is Rika. To add to that, I think as well, like when the GNSO asks for input, even if it's through public comment, I don't think we would label that as asking for policy advice. Currently, it's more asking for input and feedback, but it's not officially the GNSO asking other groups for policy advice. So I think that's why we may want to leave it out here. And again, if at the end of the day, you know, what comes out is that formal policy advice needs to be sought by the GNSO when it, you know, or when implementation considerations occur, I think that's one of those cases where this definition may change. But I guess that will all depend on how the process will be defined or whether there's a need to ask for formal input compared to informal input, where you just ask people, you know, submit your comments. And I think, you know, the ALEC may submit a formal statement, but at the same time, I don't know if they actually consider that advice under their bylaws, because under their bylaws, in principle, their advice only goes to the board, as far as I understand.
Yes, although that's not actually the case after our review. Our role is more specific, and I'm wearing my other hat now for a moment, and it's Cheryl, clearly, that we are under ICANN bylaws mandated as an advisory board advisory committee to the ICANN board. After the review, there was language put in that specifies our ability to have input into all other ICANN processes, because that wasn't clear to all of the other SOs, and that includes the ASO. So, again,
is that input or advice?
Well, you see, we've got three layers. We will make public comment, and we will make what's called statements of the ALAC, and statements of the ALAC are ratified by vote, and that would be considered advice. And it would be considered advice with the same equivalency as if the GAC says it is GAC advice. So what you will find comes into a public comment period is usually, it can simply be a comment by the ALAC, it can be a contribution by the ALAC, or it can be a statement of the ALAC. And if it's a statement of the ALAC, it's a capital S statement, and it's ratified by vote. And I think at that point, the ALAC would probably argue quite strongly and quite reasonably that that is advice.
Right, and this is Marika, but I think it still doesn't take away that the ALAC wouldn't request advice, and they provide, because basically I think that's covered in the first part where it says community input and advice on policy-related issues.
Yeah.
And I think it's the second part where such advice may be requested by the board or offered independently, because as said, I don't recall an advisory committee actually asking.
I don't think we need to go further than that.
But yeah, exactly.
Providing that it's really clear that this does not negate the ALAC's ability to trigger a process which at least goes through the preliminaries to decide whether a PDP does need to be triggered or not. I think that's important. We may need to explain that. That hasn't affected, that this is not affecting that in any way.
Cheryl, I have a question for you, please. Do you mean a board-initiated PDP or a GSO council-initiated PDP?
No,
a board initiated.
ALAC. The ALAC has the ability to write in a formal statement of the ALAC and request that the GNSO consider doing work which will result in a PDP process, and it has happened with domain tasting.
Oh, well, that's interesting, because then we would need to somehow define that as part of the policy process.
But it has to have the normal system of I've lost the word, Marika, staff do the something paper.
It's an issue report, so any advisory committee can request an issue report, and that's already foreseen in the bylaws.
The issue report happens, and it either does or does not, based on that issue report, go into a normal GNSO PDP process. But there is an ALAC ability to trigger that.
Okay, perhaps we should then add issue reports to the list of, or actually, well. Oh, I'm thinking about how to wrap this up nicely, but I'm thinking either add issue report as a item on the list of definitions and make it clear how issue reports are requested.
But Amber, I think that's already, this is Marika, this is already very clearly defined in the PDP manual as well as the ICANN bylaws. I don't think that will be an issue that will come up in this conversation related to policy and implementation, or at least it has never been a question or an issue. That's a defined part of the policy development process. That ALAC has already made use of it. Other advisory committees haven't done that to date, but it's a very well-defined ability for advisory committees to request an issue report, following which the GNSO still needs to take a vote on whether or not they want to proceed with the PDP as such.
It does exist, and I think the issue is that it's little known.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead, Michael.
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, at most I would think maybe putting it in as a footnote, noting that policy advice does not include, you know, this other possibility. At the same time, I think Marika is correct. It's an understood term that it may come up during some of the discussions at some point, but I don't think it's one that we need to, that has any question about what the definition is. It may be little known, but it's there and pretty clear what it is. So I think we could probably go on without that. I think it is important, though, to make sure that we remove that language that I had inserted or advisory committee or whatever it was, and remove that from the definition. Yeah.
All right, that's fine. That's good enough.
So let's move on. We're actually beyond where we've ever been before. So leave it open, implementation, and then there's a second definition in there, implementation of a GNSO policy, which is simply to clarify that that would be the particular definition, again, used in connection with putting into practice a GNSO policy.
I'm sorry, Michael, you seem to have skipped over GNSO policy guidance. Is that...
Oh, I had given policy advice and guidance. We sort of put that there together, and I had made the same change in both of those, and we had just discussed removing that or advisory committee portion. Was there something else on the guidance that you wanted to bring up?
I just wanted to suggest that in defining the term policy guidance, we refer to policy guidance as spelled out in the charter for this working group. Just try not to get into too many details, because as far as I know, there is no such thing as GNSO policy guidance that exists right now, but this working group has been tasked with sort of identifying a context in which it might be appropriate and define a sort of process by which it would take place as an alternative to policy development. I would just, unless anyone else has any other ideas, I would just refer to GNSO policy guidance in its definition as it is spelled out in the working group charter, because this is a question that is really going to be developed, and the details about policy guidance are going to be discussed by the full working group. So that was just my suggestion. Thanks.
This is Michael. I think that would be good if we could somehow include that. I don't know. Amr, if you'd like, I would hand that over to you if you would want to put that clarification in. I know that there's a comment here on the side about the update after the a couple of the phone call meetings that we that Wolf had submitted. But I think that it would be important to tie it into the charter, since the idea of having some sort of guidance, whatever that may be, was suggested in that charter. Would you like to do something and submit that that we could include in here for the January 6th discussion, Amr?
Sure, I will. And I'm just putting into the chat in the Adobe Connect room the language in the charter related to policy guidance, but I'd be happy to just present that on the list as well.
Okay, if there are no objections, I'd like to go ahead and do that.
All right, thanks.
Great. Thanks a lot, Amr. Appreciate that. So then moving to implementation then, any comments on that? And I think Marika, taking the pulse of policy from USA, was that one? I think I had submitted part of that, and you may have as well. I'm trying to recall the source, and I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, this is Rick. I think that's actually a paper I came across initially when we were as well researching the staff paper. So I think added that to the list. I thought there was some helpful discussion in there related to these issues that also, I think, affected or illustrated, I think, how we consider some of these things. So that's where that came from.
Okay. Yeah, and I think that's a useful source. It isn't defining what it is in the context of GNSO, but it's a good source for understanding that term, I think. And then the same or similar comments on implement. I think I had made one change in there and added a term. And then we had inserted a to be decided, and I thought I would take that out so there's a pretty clear definition at this point to put into effect, carry out, or execute a policy, to accomplish a policy. I think that addresses at least the understanding of what the term means, and then obviously what implementation is in the GNSO context will be a major part of our discussion of the work group. And no, unless there are other comments, we can move on to six principles.
You have two agrees in the AC room, Michael.
Oh, okay. I can't see. I don't have the chat on, so keep me informed. Thank you. On principles, which is I think the definition there is pretty good. Let's see. I did add a little bit of language only to try and get at the idea that a principle, as we apply it, is something that is going to underlie, or the term I used was underpin, as well as influence the actions or the implementation, I guess, and considered to be positive. As we all know, some principles may be considered to be positive and may turn out not to be so. And then added that language, that organization's policies. I don't know if that's begging the question by adding policies in there, but I thought that since the discussion within the other sub-team on principles is based on the idea that those principles are governing then, to a large extent, the policies that are being developed. So I don't know if there's any other discussion on any of those changes that I proposed to language. I guess it was originally proposed by Maureen. Are we okay going forward?
Michael, this is Amar.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the additions you made are great. I was just wondering if you would like to add towards the end, which says, and guides and governs that organization's policies and objectives. Would you like to also add internal processes?
I would, or I don't know if I want to say internal processes, or since we brought up policies, perhaps just to say and implementation of them, or and policy implementation. Do we have that?
Okay. I'm thinking processes will cover both, whether policy development or implementation.
So objectives and what was the language you had there, which was good?
Just add towards the end of the sentence, and guides and governs that organization's internal processes and objectives.
Policies,
internal processes, and objectives.
Okay, yeah, I would go with that.
Yep, happy with that.
All right, thanks.
Rebecca, just to clarify, so it would be that and governs that organization's policies and internal processes? Is that the addition?
And objectives, yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks. I got it.
Great, yeah, I think that's a good add. Thank you. And GNSO consensus, which I put my finger on, number 7, was that also defined language, Marika?
It is, Marika. That was the one I was referring to in the beginning, and I think we agreed to basically put that between parentheses and also add a footnote to the exact source so people understand or see that that's a currently a defined term, or at least defined in that way.
Right. I think that would be the way to go with that. Now, is that? Let me ask real quick. I'm trying to recall if that was one of the attachments as well included that language or no? I can't see that. What did we have? We had the consensus policies.
Sorry, Michael, this is Amar. I don't understand the question. What do you mean by one of the attachments?
We have two annexes, and this was relating to the actual language and the source of that, whether or not that should be.
Yeah, I think this is either in the working group guidelines or the PDP manual. I'm not exactly sure which one.
Yeah, this is Marika. It's in the working group guidelines, but if you think it's helpful, I can actually include it as well as part of the annex so people can see as well what are the different consensus designations in there.
Yeah, this is Michael. I think, yeah, let's go ahead and attach that. So we have the footnote and we have the annex as well so they can immediately look at it. Okay. We can move on from there. 8, GNSO consensus policy. I made no changes to this. I don't know, Amar or Cheryl, if either of you had any comments or...
No, Summer, I'm okay. I'm good. Thanks.
Okay, I'm good on that. Then 9 would be GNSO implementation review team, and that I did tinker with here, at least in giving some comments. Feeling I'm basically fine with it. Can't even read what I wrote here.
Your point 3 was consider whether to include implementation review team as a concept defined as a team formed to review implementation of a policy in order to confirm that the implementation comports with the, and effectively embodies the capital P policy.
This is Marika. To comment on that, because again, I think this is a term that's currently not very well defined, but comes from the PDP manual. I think one of the tasks of this working group will actually be to define or see if more definition is needed. So maybe we don't want to put anything too much in there here now, because I think that's exactly going to be the discussion the working group needs to have. Because what is currently there as a definition, I think is basically... You know, several of that is, you know, copy and paste of the PDP manual where it talks about the implementation review team and indeed one of the charter questions. And maybe again, to Amar's previous point, maybe we need to refer here as well to the specific charter question that basically asks, should that be further defined or not, instead of maybe us trying to define it where we may be doing the task that the working group is supposed to be looking at.
But Marika, why not have an example or a such as? Because I think Michael's language is a great starting point for discussion for the committee as a whole.
Where would you put the such as in? This is Michael. Where would you put that?
I would do is I'd asterisk where you've got team and that pull-out mm-hmm. comment. I'd asterisk and outside that box say that this is exactly what Marika said, a
mm-hmm.
term probably requiring further discussion and definition by the working group to resolve language such language which further defines the term such as and insert your sentence, because mm-hmm. then it's not just setting up a glossary for the use by our working group, it's also giving them a little piece of you know something to chew on and get going with.
Yeah,
this is Amar.
I didn't want to waste it, that's all.
Yeah, this is Amar. I agree with Cheryl, and there's actually a real example of a recommendation coming out of a working group, the FIC Who Is PDP working group, where one of the recommendations is that an implementation review team be involved in the implementation process, and they basically cite the exact same reason that Michael put in the comment box here as being that. So that's an actual example that happened within the PDP to really speak to the same conclusion as the text we have here. Thanks.
Yeah, and this is Marika. I completely agree, I think, what Cheryl says. And to Amar's point, we actually already had a couple of implementation review teams under that section of the PDP manual. And I think we've tried to apply it in a very similar way, at least in, you know, we had it for the IRTP Part C. There's currently one for the locking of a domain name subject to UDRP proceedings. We'll have one for FIC Who Is. But it's a concept that we're basically defining as we go. And the question really for the working group will be as well to look at, indeed, does that need further definition, or is it something that, you know, is basically being worked out as part of, you know, the members that join the implementation review team, staff that's looking at it, because in certain cases, if the policy is very specific, there may not be a lot of consultation required with the implementation review team, apart from at the end stage of the process where staff says, look, this is our proposed implementation plan. Does that fit, you know, the policy requirements? but there may be others where intensive work needs to be done if certain issues were left open or decided that they were better handled as part of the implementation-related discussion. And again, there, I think, is where the working group as a whole at some point will need to consider, do we need further definitions around that? And one of the basic questions that it's currently not defined, but I think as you know, we interpreted when we send our call for volunteers that, for example, we limit membership of implementation review teams to the members of the working group that were involved in developing the policy, as the idea is that people in the implementation review team should have in-depth knowledge as to how that policy was developed to avoid redoing discussions that are policy-related and instead focus on the implementation. But again, maybe this working group at the end will decide that implementation review team should have representatives from, you know, different parts of the ICANN community or should be open to anyone interested. Or again, I think that's the questions we're looking at. So I think putting that in a footnote and you know, flagging as well Michael's comment, I think will be very helpful to direct the working group to that.
Good point, Marika.
Yeah, this is Michael. I agree with that. Marika, if you could put that together, I think that would be a good way to go forward. I suppose identifying terms that need to be defined really by the work group is,
yeah,
hopefully that'll be useful for us. So we've actually gone through,
yay,
our list of definitions. Now, I don't have, since I don't have the very limited ability with my computer here, the list of terms from the VA. One of which was the implementation review team, I believe. So I think you need to prepare a response that we can...
Public policy, public interest, and the picket fence were the other ones?
Yeah, that's right. I think those were all...
Yeah. And picket
and staff,
fence,
that's right.
I mean, we clearly decided that that was beyond the scope of what we were looking at, and it was also a defined term, whichever the definitions were assumed, but it was beyond what we were looking at in terms of policy and implementation. It really had more to do, I think, at the end of the day, with what is appropriate for policy and implementation, and that's not our charter, as I understand it, at this point. And then, go ahead.
Cheryl, here, just before you leave the picket fence, my memory is perhaps slightly skewed from yours, because I think what it was, at least from the discussion in BA in the room, was that, in fact, it's not a capital D defined term. It is a term of art that is well understood by some parts of the community and not by others. And that whilst there are public access definitions that explain what this term tends to mean, and that some or all of those should be looked at and selected at a later date as the exemplar of what the term picket fence means, it is still out of scope of this working group because it's not actually specific. We'd have to redo Wikipedia to you know, come up with anything else. I mean, it's one of those that you can really own. It's such a uniquely almost North American terminology that, yeah, in the middle of any of the Kazakhstanians don't understand it, trust me. But they're better off looking up Wikipedia and working out that we mean little white pieces of vertical wood, probably painted white, and not a soap, a television program. But it's still out of scope.
And this is Marika, because I actually read through the paper that Becky Burr referred to, which I think is a really good document for people wanting to know more about, indeed, how the contracts fit into the ICANN model, and indeed the picket fence, which I think talks more about, you know, the scope or where ICANN actually has remit to enforce certain contractual obligations on contractual parties, and, you know, where they don't, which is, you know, outside of the picket fence, which indeed are all very interesting terms, but I don't think, you know, the same with public policy, public interest, staff, I don't think they're really into the discussion that we need to have or the working group needs to have for policy implementation. I don't think they're germane to that, and I think that's probably why, indeed, when we discussed this with the whole group, I think everyone agreed that, yes, these are very interesting terms and concepts, but it's probably not for us or worth our time to try and define those, as it's unlikely that those will be, you know, defining terms in the conversations in relation to policy implications. Exactly.
Marika, Cheryl here, if I could just go one step further. I do see those things as split in two, though. I think the picket fence, that any future work there is to do little more than, you know, look to Becky's paper and those associated definitional terms and encourage people to look at the fencing, not the TV program. But the other terms, the public interest and specifically public interest, but possibly even public policy, and I would suggest to a lesser extent staff, they're actually ICANN-wide discussions that need to happen, if not internet community wide discussions that need to happen on the case of public interest, and so are out of scope because of their larger nature rather than of their narrower and predefined nature. So one is poorly understood because of the uniqueness of a group of people putting together stuff which all understood what it meant, and now the rest of the world getting involved and not understanding what it means. And the other three are in fact actually sort of super large and have far greater requirement for definition in a much larger scale, but certainly beyond not just this working group, but GNSO specifically, and it'd be ICANN or internet community-wide.
Hi, this is Amr. I'm also in favor of leaving these terms out for all of the reasons that have been stated, and probably a few more as well. Thanks.
Amr, if you want to elucidate any of those additional reasons, the reason we're having this conversation, sorry, this is Cheryl, is that we do need to give a rationale for why we're saying they are out of scope, because they came to us from the Buenos Aires meeting. So
the term public interest I addressed during a call, I think, 2 weeks ago on the subteam, and I think this is largely defining this word is largely a very subjective sort of thing, and it probably wouldn't do us any good to try to define it right now for the purpose of this working group, and plus the fact that it is out of scope of the discussions that we will be having. And
yeah,
so, we would be wasting a lot of time trying to discuss this one definition, and this is the one that I am particularly a bit touchy about, because, if you're, for example, if you ask a human rights lawyer in Norway, where I live now, what is your definition of public interest, and then go back to a state security officer in my home country of Egypt and ask him what his definition of public interest would be, you'd probably get two very different definitions. And so I just generally do not think this is a term that is worth trying to define. Like you said, it is a community-wide discussion, and it will be an ongoing one. And plus, it is out of scope of what we need to do here. I don't think we really need to define it at this point. Thanks.
This is Marika. What I can do is basically add maybe at the end of the document just a note saying that, you know, additional terms were suggested during the Buenos Aires meetings, which were X, Y, and Z, and for these reasons, the working group decided not to include them here, you know, regardless of the fact that these are interesting terms and will be, in certain contexts worth defining, but not in this one. And then maybe you can all have a look at that and see if anything else needs to be added or changed before it's submitted to the full working group, if that is helpful.
All right,
sure,
this is Michael.
I think it's a specific one to ask the rest of the group, do they wish to have additional rationale added to why we've rejected all but the team one? They can either put up or shut up.
Well, Cheryl, it's Michael, and I was actually going to suggest to Marika that once we have the transcript from this call, I think the early part of your explanation, up to a certain point, I knew exactly where it sort of stopped and we got off rail, but I thought it was an excellent explanation of why it was beyond the scope. At the same time, it was a limiting term that really is not required for the discussion of the work group going forward, which is all that we've been asked to do. My sense, and I did listen to the meeting in Buenos Aires, a couple of those terms came up for the very reason that Amr was discussing, that they are such big terms within the ICANN community, and suddenly there was this group, and we were saying, oh, we're looking at definitions. And I think some of the participants looked to us to come in to clarify some of these big questions, which, as you said so well, Cheryl, are really beyond the scope of what we need to define for this discussion. And as you were saying, Amr, are so broad within the community that it's for a larger discussion. And we might, in that explanation, Marika, point out that some of those terms may be the subject of discussions of the work group in answering the questions from the charter and in analyzing, but are not terms that need to be defined prior to that discussion. So I think maybe if we could draft out using that, and as you were saying, Marika, I think your summary of comments that we might include was very good. I think that would go to the point. We can publish that, and with the other changes that we've made to the draft definitions, distribute that to the sub-team and see if anyone wants to suggest any additions or changes to that. But I think in doing so, we are complying with the question that has been raised, Chuck raises in the work group and others, what about those other terms? Now, at the same time, there were one or two terms that were coming to us from the sub-team, the principal sub-team. And do you recall what those are?
I don't either.
No, we're going to have to go to the transcript of the OB, of the first OB call, not the one we had last week, but the one we had the week before.
Right. I thought we had those at one point that came around, but we'll have to take a look at that.
We can't deal with those here today because they are simply too few. They're new on our plate. We need to have a full discussion about them. But if we can find them, we can put them out to the list and discuss them in a fulsome manner on the 6th of January.
Right. So, Marika, if we can pull those out of the transcript, and with the cover email that we send out asking people to review, and actually what I would like to do is ask people to review the revised definitions and submit any comments by, let's say, January 3rd for the purpose of our discussion on January 6th. At least if we give deadlines, and you know, it's one that doesn't have to be met, but it lets people know that they should be looking at this ahead of time. And to add to the agenda for that meeting on the 6th, a discussion of those particular terms coming from 0B, and if anyone wants to submit a draft definition of those terms ahead of the January 6th meeting, invite them to do so. Either a draft definition or a draft statement why that term may not be addressed. But I think, as I recall, they were all terms that they really do need and wanted
from need
that sub-team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, because as you and I well know, we weren't looking for more work, but it was clear that they needed definition because the OB team wasn't going to be, I should do 0B, shouldn't I? 0B team wasn't going to be able to progress very much further without definitions involved.
Right, I think that's right. Marika, would you be able to include that in cover email, or you want to send me a draft and I can look at before we send it out?
As you prefer. I'm happy just to go ahead and send it out. If you want to have a look at it first, I'm happy to send it to you first, too, as you prefer.
I would be happy with you sending it out. You know what we're facing, and I think you know the definitions we've got down, the draft for the explanations, to have anyone add anything to that, and then the new terms that we need to address.
Okay, I'll have a look at the transcript to see if I find it there, but I know if I happen not to find them there, I know that Chuck is on this mailing list as well, and I'm sure he has an incredible memory, so if I can't find it or don't remember, I'm sure he'll be able to help us out.
Right, and I had jotted those down, I know, so if need be, once I return, I'll have those as well. Go ahead.
No, this is Rick. I was actually doing the same. I was looking through my notes, but I haven't been able to find it that quickly either.
Yeah, Eric, it would be in the...
Yeah. If it helps, and I'm very embarrassed to admit this, but I am actually also in the kitchen cooking for my Christmas Eve dinner, so you only have a small part of my cerebral cortex devoted to this call. I actually remember saying on the two occasions at least that those terms out of the 0B group should come to us in the definitions group. So if you go through the transcript and have a look with at least on two of the occasions, there's something next to my name. That might make it faster to find.
Thanks, Cheryl.
I am mixing up icing while I'm talking to you, if you're wondering what the flappy noise is.
This is Arma. I was also going to just bring up that it's probably about 10 p.m. where Marika is right now on the night before Christmas Eve, and we're giving her this long list of to-do items. So thank you, Marika. And,
Come on,
Happy Merry Christmas.
you missed the conversation at the start. I thought it was still the 21st of December, and now I know it's 23rd, and I still have to go and do shopping, so I'm even more busy.
I think
there's a message here for you, mate. It's time to wrap up, mate.
Yeah.
Fine.
Marika, finish your shopping before you turn to this. I think no one who was not able to make the phone call are going to be doing any work between now and that day.
And the 2nd or 3rd of January? Absolutely not.
Yes. Bob, I'm actually hoping that I might still get this out tonight, so then I can actually go on a proper holiday as well. Take time off.
You well deserve it, Marika.
Yes.
Thanks, and all of you do too. So happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays, and thank you all for...
Okay, season's greetings to you all. Talk on the January 6th.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye, Glenn. Have a great
time. Thank you.
Bye, Glenn. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Rebecca?